Tzadikim. Gemilut Beis. Third parak of Vegas, 12th Mishnah. Shloisha Dvorim, Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah Mater, Chachomim, Oisrim. Three things Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah permits and Chachom prohibits. Parosa Yoitzi Beratzula Shebein Kaner. One is Matzuv and Shvises Behemta. His animal is not allowed to do Malochas and Shabbos. He's not allowed to carry things. Chachomim held that having this ritzul, which was not necessary for the protection of the animal, is considered a type of carrying, and therefore it's also to go out without on Shabbos. Now the Gemara says Rav Elazar ben Azariah did not disagree with the Chum on this point. So since his neighbor didn't, he didn't, wasn't moicha, people are not behaving b'derech haTorah, one should make an attempt to explain to them this is improper behavior. Since he did not do that, so he is considered someone that did this aveir. Mekadrim is a behema b'yom tov. He held that you're allowed to comb, scrape the behemas, some type of scratching them with an yontif. He held that it wasn't segregation. Chachomim asir it. Sheikhakim is pilpul b'leim b'rechayim shalhem, and he also permitted grinding peppers in their pepper mill. And Yontif, we hold it's also because even though grinding peppers is permitted, but this is a natural way of doing it, and it looks like a uv de dechol, a weekday type of behavior. He says, you're not allowed to, there's also some type of combing it, scratching it with a comb. If nature is a chabura, it will definitely make a chabura. But makaltzafim, that is some wooden type of comb which had thicker teeth and therefore would not necessarily cause a wound. They say both are also because they both cause wounds.